Desolation Angel Radio is on the air. Kip Williams with you, your host and producer. It is a fine, fine day to be alive. We are back again this week looking at music from the Beyond the Blue series out at the Heron. And we're going to concentrate on Beyond the Blue 1. That's that weekend of July 15th to 17th after the Great Blue Heron Music Festival. But that lineup that is set there of Upstate, the Arcadian Wild, Folk Faces, Dirty Blanket, the Plate Scrapers, Bella's Bar Talk, all of those. We're looking at all of them this week. We're listening to all of them. And we will bring it to you, and we'll talk again here in a minute, but let's get into the music. All right? I think that's probably the finest thing to do.
Until that sun does rise. chose a life of sin. Devil's breathing down our necks and crawling on our skin. Satan's waiting for us to lay down and realize. Sold our soul to the man upstairs, he's gonna take our lives. Sold our soul to the man upstairs, he's gonna take our lives. I've been working for the devil. Yeah, I've got to pay my dues. This could be the last time I'm gonna see you. You've been working for the devil. Yeah, you got them sinner's blues. If you make a wrong move, Satan's coming for you.
Dirty Blanket with Sinner's Blues. We opened with Folk Faces, Angels and Demons. Like I said, Desolation Angel Radio, Kip Williams with you, your producer and host. And we're looking at Beyond the Blue One, the weekend of July 15th to 17th. All of these bands that you're hearing tonight on the show, Upstate, the Arcadian Wild, Folk Faces, Dirty Blanket, the Plate Scrapers, Bella's Bar Talk are all going to be on the main stage on that Saturday, on the 16th. We got an interview coming up with Dirty Blanket here in a little bit. And just talking about the Heron. For those people who know, of course, they know what the Heron is. And if you're just a listener who's just tuning in, the Heron is out on Waits Corners Road in between Sherman and Panama in Chautauqua County here in Western New York. It not only is a music venue. We reinvented ourselves as a campground. You'd have to listen to the last couple of shows. We gave the whole history of it during the pandemic, and have a lot of very nice campsites, both rustic and set up for trailer with pull through and electric. About 12, 13 Airbnbs that all got remodeled, turned into Airbnbs. So it's a campground. Campground's open right now. As a matter of fact, opened last weekend. And it's also a working farm. Cattle, chicken, huge mushroom yard, vegetables. Those are always available. Actually, that meat that's available in the farm store comes right from the Heron, the cattle, the chicken. And then the vegetables there. But the farm store right at the house has all that. So it's pretty multifaceted for those people who only ever were used to just the Great Blue Heron Music Festival kind of walking right past everything. We're actually a pretty complete and complex operation. And like I said, the campground is open. I was out there last weekend. All of us that work there were there. Myself. Steve and Julie, of course, who put so much work into it and so much love at running the farm and own the place. You have so many people there, Paige and Jen, two of the people I love the most in the world. Ryan and Janice. Ryan does so many things there. Is the herdsman and utility work around the place. He actually was running the mushroom yard last Saturday. All volunteers down there helping plug up shiitake spore into logs. That'll be working it this Saturday if you're looking for a volunteer opportunity. That's coming up again this Saturday. People like William who takes care of the garden. Todd, Josh, Faith, people who are just so integral to what happens. Katie, all of the people that come back together in the spring. Jessica, Cody Blue is out there right now too. Working so, Mike, you can always count on Mike to be working around putting things together like me. And we'll probably have a bathhouse this Saturday if I get it together. I started working on it last Saturday and I didn't finish, so I'll see what I can do to get the bathhouse going this weekend. All four showers working and have hot water for people, that kind of thing. So Allison was out there last weekend helping organize the kitchen, putting that together. But it takes so many people to keep it running and keep it all together. And we all kind of get it. We're a family. We're one of the most dysfunctional families going, but we're a family. So anyhow, we're concentrating this week on this Beyond the Blue One weekend, which I think has a fantastic bluegrass feel, folk feel to it. All the bands are fun. As I did some songs and some interviews with Plate Scrapers and Tyler Westcott last show, and this week it's with Dirty Blanket. And so all these things I'm talking about, the music venues, the music events, those 5 weekends, Great Mohair Music Festival, the Beyond the Blues, camping, which has to be done through Hip Camp, and we really prefer that, to reserve your campsite, because sometimes it fills up fast. The Airbnbs, information about the farm itself, all can be found at theheron.org. That's where you can get tickets for everything. That's where you can volunteer for things. Our vendor apps for these 5 weekends are open, craft vendors and food vendors. But that's where you can find out about all of it, theheron.org. You can get it there and find out what everything is. And I am going to shut up, and we are going to get right back into the music with Upstate.
Thank you. memories of my deed. Bad luck, bad men, shots fired, I'm gone again. Just because it comes easy don't mean that it comes free.
Stone she found. You've a tendency not to notice there's an arrowhead underneath each of our noses. If we get out of our own heads and look, she said, make sure you look in where you step. You've a tendency not to notice there's an arrowhead.
So this week, folks, you know, last show we talked to the Plate Scrapers, we talked to Tyler, and this week I've wanted to do this with them. They played here in Buffalo last night at Ironworks, and Dirty Blanket is so much fun. We've seen them on the Heron stages before, and we've got them on the line right now. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, guys.
Hey guys, it's Max from Dirty Blanket.
And this is Joel from Dirty Blanket.
Yeah. So you're on that bill. If we look at that July 16th bill with you, Plate Scrapers, Folk Faces, you know, Dirty Blanket right there, Arcadian Wild, Bella's Bartok, Upstate, it's got a real feel to it. And I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. And I've seen you before, but not everybody that listens to this show has heard you before or seen you before. Talk about your music and where it comes from. How do you describe the sound?
I guess I would say that, you know, we're fans, we're both fans and students of, bluegrass music. So that's always going to be, you know, where we keep one of our feet in, but it, you know, we're definitely have a bit more of the modern sound to it. So, you know, we try to pay homage to the traditional bluegrass, but you know, we're definitely, modern, it's tough because some different people would call it different things. So some people might call it jam grass. Some people might call it new grass, but, yeah, something in that vein for sure, I would say.
Cool. I mean, there's nothing wrong with busting out a little Del McCrory every now and then. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
but I like new grass. I do. Yeah. I like progressive bluegrass because that's how you stretch a genre's boundaries. And it's fun watching musicians stretch themselves to, you know, to see what they want to do and where they want to go. So
progressive bluegrass, that's a good term for it.
Good. I like that. So you're from right over in Rochester.
Actually, we're from, myself and Joel actually both happen to be from Syracuse, but we're a Canandaigua band, so we're a Finger Lakes band.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you, because that makes it even better. So you're in Canandaigua, so you're right up around Irondequoit and a lot of those places. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. We're like a half an hour south of Rochester, but, Rochester became kind of like our hometown as a band over the first few years that we were playing.
Yeah. And you've played the Heron stages before. And of course we had to shut it down for a couple of years and we're back on it. How do you feel about being back there?
Definitely pretty exciting to be going back.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite places that we've played at before.
I'm prejudiced because I, you know, I'm there all summer long every weekend, but it's one of my favorite places in the world to be.
Yeah. I think another thing that's going to be so cool about this show is not only is it just, you know, Dirty Blanket at the Heron, you know, that sounds really fun, but it's so much more than that. I mean, this is going to be somewhat of a reunion even for us. Some of our friends, like in the Plate Scrapers, we've played with them down south and brought them up here, and, you know, we've got a history together, and it'll be kind of like a reunion, seeing old friends. Really looking forward to that personally. So who knows what will happen? Maybe people will be jumping on stage with other bands.
When I talked to them, they spoke very highly of you, and we're looking forward to being, you know, on the same stages
best,
again.
So they're the best.
Yeah.
Plate Scrapers and Folk Faces are definitely two of our like greatest friends as other musicians and bands. Yeah. And just other bands like Balls Bar Talk and Upstate, they're also just very fun to see.
I'm really fascinated.
Just in general, the lineup is pretty major.
It is. I'm really fascinated by Bella's Bartok sound. The more I listen to them,
they're right.
Yeah. And of course, I read through that, and I'm a geek. I really am. So I read through like their song titles on their albums and go, and can we make any more science fiction or horror movie references?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm catching it going, and we've got a song called The Walking Dead. There we go. So
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a lot of fun. And then Upstate, Arcadian Wild. You got on the phone, I was talking to your partner, and this is before the interview even started, all the way back when I actually had hair and it wasn't gray, when I was a teenager, growing up over halfway between Chicago and Detroit in the 60s, we had all those great sounds, Motown and rock and roll, but my uncle promoted bluegrass shows. And so I got turned on to bluegrass early and was very, very, yeah, I mean, it was like, this is cool, which in the 70s made me very uncool with some of my friends in high school, by the way. But I really liked bluegrass. I liked its authenticity. You know?
Well, would your uncle book Dirty Blanket?
I believe my uncle would. I believe my uncle would book you and in a heartbeat. Is what I've heard, you know.
He sounds like a man of very fine tastes.
Oh, he was. He was a banker, but on his weekend life, he promoted horse shows and bluegrass shows. We moved to a mid-sized city, thought it was a big city because everybody and that generation just before me had grown up on a farm in rural Michigan. So we were used to bluegrass, country, cows, horses, you name it. It's always, of course, that's always what's so much fun about the Heron, and I've talked about it with a couple people in interviews, and bands love it. All of a sudden, it's 2 a.m, and you hear an Amish disco buggy come clopping down the road. There's a whole country feel to that. So
it sure does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the first things I noticed the first time I ever drove out that way.
Mm-hmm. So you've already talked about some potential surprises for people, some folks jumping up on stage and maybe trading some songs with one another and sitting in with one another. Do you have any new music you think you're going to be bringing?
Yeah, as a band, we've actually been focusing on getting new tunes out, working on new songs that have been written. And, so that's definitely, that'll definitely be a thing for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. New originals.
Yep. Okay. That's great. And what we want to remind people, that's all of us here right now, is that you're playing that whole lineup we've talked about, on the weekend of July 15th to 17th on July 16th, right up on the main stage at the Heron. The tickets are available right now at theheron.org. T-H-E-H-E-R-O-N, and you can jump in and grab your tickets there and get your weekend lined up in reserve and get a campsite set, that kind of thing, and I really hope that your fans do that, you know, and want to come on over from the Finger Lakes area and spend a weekend there. So
yeah, I'd say anyone who's thinking about going, get your tickets sooner than later. It's definitely going to be one of the best weekends of this whole summer.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it as one of the highlights of the summer. I really am.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I am. So I do this with everybody that I sit down and talk with for a little bit. Coming out of this little interview segment, what Dirty Blanket song do you want me to play for both your fans and for people that are just discovering you, that'll give a good feel for the music and the sound and you all?
Oh, Joel, what do you think? Well, that's a little tricky. I usually try to pick two or three in situations like that because
Well, then give me three, and I'll salt them in through the rest of the show.
Maybe if you're picking one, I'd pick the song Long Time Coming.
Okay.
A lot of our songs are quite diverse in style. So and we have different guys that sing lead on different songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's typically we sing songs that we write individually when we all have different styles of writing songs. So it kind of, it's hard to pick a song that really encapsulates our overall.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll play Long Time coming out of this interview, but give me a couple more and I'll salt them in through the rest of the show. How's that sound?
That sounds pretty good. Okay. I would also suggest Sinner's Blues, Flat Tire, and My Getaway. That's a good one. Getaway is a good one.
So Sinner's Blues, Flat Tire, My Getaway, and coming out of this, we'll play Long Time Coming, and that'll give people a feel, but they're not going to get the real feel until they show up out at the Heron on the weekend, July 16th, and hear those.
Right.
Yeah.
Things tend to get a little more wacky live. I think in a recording setting, we're kind of somewhat reserved. And
yeah.
In a live show, that's where things go off the rails a bit.
Yeah, well, that's where they should go off the rails a bit. We all know, those of us that have been around live music forever know that. It should go off the rails about then.
I agree.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your evening.
Thank you so much for having us, Kip.
Hey, and this show will be up, and of course I always provide links to it in social media. You can provide it also to your fans once I've got it recorded and on the air, because it stays in the archives free for anybody to listen to whenever they want. And we can do
very
that.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. It's not just a one-time show.
Thanks for having us.
Okay.
Yeah,
hey, thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. I look so forward to seeing you in person on the weekend of the 16th.
It's going to be a humdinger.
Yeah. I appreciate
it. Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Kevin.
Build myself upon your floor. Well, I knew it's been a long time coming. I let the fire burn out, it started running. So if you love me, why did you change? It's not, my heart's been rearranged. Guess what I'm saying is I don't care. I'll walk right out your I know. It's been a long time coming. I let the fire burn out, it's on and running. So if you love me, why did you change? Cause now my heart's been rearranged. Guess what I'm saying is I don't care for you no more. All of these troubles.
Never good enough. poison. I sip on you to wash down the shame. I know I am hungover in the morning. Face down in the carpet, I feel safe. Quietly conceal the dark inside of me. Sins and scars you'll never recognize. 'Cause I am the master of maintaining my disguise.
bayous where my heart takes me. That's where I find myself lately, singing long, lonesome songs with the wolves by the pond until I sleep. Laughter comes from the shadows of my favorite beautiful meadow, where life is more simple and I count every ripple till I dream. There's no way to save me, I will tell you my lady. There's no way to save me from this world, because everything's perfect, it's my getaway. There's no way to save me from this world. By the fire, well, I try to get a bit higher, but I've reached my max because I'm so relaxed when I'm out here. Wish you knew what I was feeling. It's like all my bed layers are peeling. I would ask you to go, but I'd rather be alone, because my dear, there's no way to save me, I will tell you my lady. There's no way to save me from this world, because everything's perfect, it's my getaway. There's no way to save me from this world. Softly upon me, well, I start to cry, but I'm not sad. These are tears of joy, to say the least. I feel as if I can let go here. It's my getaway. When I need to fly, I will take myself here to be relieved. There's no way to save me, I will tell you my lady. There's no way to save me from this world, because everything's perfect, it's my getaway. There's no way to save me from this world.
minute death I arrive, because life is too small to make any plans. Let the sand fall. Right through your hands. That's why I go placidly among the noise and the haste of feast and famine. Yes, we've all had a taste. Oh,
peek behind the curtain here. When you do radio or do podcasting, sometimes you put a set together and in your head you're going, I think this set's going to work out pretty well together. And that last set just kind of blew me away. So that was Lucky Stars by Folk Faces. And before that, My Getaway by Dirty Blanket, which they had mentioned in the interview. And The Arcadian Wild with Wander Wonder, and had came out of that interview with the one they requested, Long Time Coming, an interview with them. Before that, The Poet by The Arcadian Wild, Easy Way Out by The Plate Scrapers, Love Run Free, Upstate, all bands that you're going to hear on that weekend. I really like the sound of that. So we got three songs left, and we'll play those. And we need to get Bella's Bartok in here this show too. But I was talking, like I say, if you're interested, and I was talking in the earlier set about all the people it takes to put it together out there. And of course, last weekend, Christy and Joe Blass got there and set their camper up there. And Julie Morawski is out there, one of the people that really makes things run and is putting things together for these 5 weekends. Dominic was out there. So, I mean, it takes a lot of us to really put this together. And like I say, the volunteer apps are open for some of these weekends, and we could use that. Camping is open, and all the tickets are available for all of these weekends at theheron.org, theheron.org. And that's also where you can come out and camp for a weekend, reserve an Airbnb, that kind of. We've got, you know, it's a couple beautiful ponds, miles of walking trails, beautiful woods. It's farm country, so you've got that view. Spectacular sunsets out there and sunrises. So we're looking forward to seeing you. Really looking forward to all of you coming out there and joining us for some part of your summer. We'll try and make it just as enjoyable as we can, you know, so that you can have a weekend camping. The thing that always strikes people is two things: how incredibly quiet it is compared to the city on the weekends when they come camp, when it's not a music festival, but just how incredibly quiet. And then the other part of it is the sky out there. We've got this great hillside where, and last summer, and I don't know if he's going to do it this summer, but Dominic, on a camping weekend would have a telescope set up on a Friday or a Saturday and let people do some true stargazing. Plus we've got a huge variety of wildlife. If you're a bird watcher, you'll see every bird possible out there, guaranteed. And the music, we're all looking forward to these weekends. I'm going to move on to some of the other Beyond the Blue weekends with some of the next shows, but I wanted to concentrate on this one. I thank you so much for being a listener of Desolation Angel Radio, for always being willing to put up with me on wherever I go, whether it's to concentrate on the Heron and those shows for a couple months in the spring, or, you know, if I decide to do All Talk, you know, on a couple shows in the winter, or whatever theme I pick up for the other music that I do. I thank you for being a listener, and I thank you for supporting us out at the Heron and my family out there. Let's close out. I'm going to close out with Bella's Bartok with their song Triangle, then Dirty Blanket with that other one they requested, Flat Tire, and Upstate with Right on Time. I will talk to you again next show. I thank you for listening, and let's close out with music.
Was found, but now am lost, even further from you. A washed out path, a river to cross, and after me a deluge. We built this bridge at such a cost, and hoped for something new. We took a stand, hand in hand, and Jesus, what a view. And I long to see this through, and I longed for some. Thank you. like three little fingers. Shut me out of your heart, that feeling still lingers. This triangle, it points like three little fingers. Shut me out of your heart, that feeling still lingers. Or two, they stood in rows and joined the fold and hid their eyes anew. We bit our tongues, they grabbed their guns, we begged them not to shoot. All we got was dust and rot. Oh, Jesus, what a view. I longed to see this through, and I longed for something true, and I hope you felt it too. This triangle, points like three little fingers. Shut me out of your heart, that feeling still lingers. This triangle, it points like three little fingers. Shut me out of your heart, that feeling still lingers at the tip of my finger. That feeling still lingers at the tip of my finger. That feeling still lingers at the tip of my finger.
Summer fog rolled down the street, thinking I would be okay again. Losing for one thing, my friend, all you roam through my mind again. I get to thinking about the love we used to make, and I feel like drinking. I'll drink the memories away. Mind again. I go riding down the road, ease my mind. Motor burning on two tires, lost in time. Thinking I'll be okay again. If losing for one thing, my friend, the thought of you roam through my mind again. Never gonna reach the end.
kings and wars and men with bombs and blind-headed girls. And I would be okay again, losing for one thing, my friend. All you roll through my mind again. Mind again.
Tell you a few things. Treat a stranger just the same as the ones with your last name. There'll be a girl who'll break your heart, but you'll look back and thank the stars. And when you cross, look both ways. Believe in every word you say. It's time to get going. The way showing this world is yours and mine. Change is coming, so let the sun in. Life's running right, life's running right on time. Mom and hold on tight. And at the end of every day, don't regret a thing you say. There's time to get going, just take it slow and all else will work out fine. Change is coming, birds are humming. Life's running right, life's running right on time. And shove, always bring a little love. This time to get going, the way it's showing. This world is yours and mine. The change is coming, so let the sun in. Life's running right, life's running right on time.